West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Carroll County property owners can expect to receive their annual notice of assessment within the next few days. The assessment contains, among other information, the valuation of that taxpayer's property for tax year 2024. And based upon that valuation, the tax commissioner's office will issue property tax bills later this year. Every taxpayer does have the right to file a formal written appeal with the Board of Assessors within 45 days of the date of the assessment notice. While the taxable value of many properties may increase for tax year 2024, that increase may not necessarily result in an increase in the amount of the tax bill, as several property tax exemptions may be applied. The 2024 property tax estimate shown on your 2024 assessment notice is provided for informational purposes and is calculated based on the most recent finalized tax rate, which is 2023. The 2024 millage rates have not yet been set by the applicable taxing jurisdictions. In the case of Carroll County government, Chairman Michelle Morgan has told WLBB Radio that she intends to seek a full rollback for the coming year's millage rate. When the total digest of taxable property is prepared, Georgia law requires that a rollback millage rate must be calculated that will produce the same total revenue on the current year's digest that last year's millage rate would have produced had no reassessments occurred. In cases where the tax digest has increased, even maintaining the latest millage rate would result in an increase in the amount of revenue collected from taxpayers as a whole. A Polk County jury finding a Rockmart man accused of murdering his wife in October of 2020 guilty of malice murder and aggravated assault. Following the shooting death of his estranged wife, Leanne, Jimmy Blackman was able to avoid law enforcement for 8 days before he was found on a relative's property in rural Carroll County by agents from the U.S. Marshals Service. At the time of Blackman's capture, it was reported that Carroll County Sheriff's investigators used a drone with heat-sensing technology and discovered Blackman had a small campsite in the woods. District attorneys say Blackman shot his wife 5 times inside of her home while a young child she had co-custody of was present. While he did not witness the shooting, the child did hear the incident. A sentencing hearing will be scheduled in the coming weeks. Carrollton City Council could be clearing the way for a third Chick-fil-A restaurant to be built within city limits. The latest for the fast food chicken chain is being planned for North Park Street on property at 1302 U.S. Highway 27. Between Carrollton Church of Christ and Mike Bell Chevrolet, and close to the Highway 27 intersection with Georgia Highway 113. The project calls for a building with a double drive-through, 100 interior seats and 16 exterior seats, and 56 parking spaces. Developers are asking City Council to rezone the mentioned property from general commercial to planned development, which would allow for parking to be in front of the building. The City's Planning Commission has already unanimously approved the request. City Council will have the last say, most likely at their next scheduled meeting with the mayor on July the 8th. Well, despite the fiscal year 2024 sunset on federal COVID relief funding that the Carroll County Schools District for 3 years had used for supplemental instructional items and positions to improve student learning, address lost learning opportunities, and support students' mental health and well-being, the school's district has decided to keep those things implemented they seemed that were beneficial during the post-COVID period, at least through the next budget year.
We've seen such a great rebound from the learning loss that was happened during COVID, and we thought, well, when you've got that much positive going on coming out of that, imagine how much more we can continue to get ahead, you know, with still providing those type of opportunities.
Bryant Turner is chairman of the Carroll County Schools Board of Education.
We have tried to make sure that we kept the instructional coaches and all the additional resources that we've used in our staff and people during that time. We're keeping those and continue to implement those into our programs. To rebound as strongly as we did, you know, it just seemed obvious that if you can rebound from something as big as what we faced in COVID with the resources that we put in there, we just worked really hard to see what can we do to continue on those additional learning loss opportunities and continue to move forward.
And the Carroll County School Board approved the fiscal year 2025 budget proposal on Thursday. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.